Take a look at the first slide. Did you wear your red today? Sarah Jessica Parker. Let's see. She wins the award for a crazy hat, right? The gospel, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. That's the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, because he abides with you, and he will be in you. So the promise when Jesus left is that we will be given the Holy Spirit within each of us. Each of us has a part of the Holy Spirit. And as someone who has part of the Holy Spirit, we are, as Christians, called to follow God, to love God, follow Jesus, nurture the Spirit, nurture the dwelling place of the Spirit, to be aware of God moving through us and with us and for us as an advocate. I saw this next slide that I thought was quite interesting. Be the reason someone loves Jesus, not the reason they hate Christians. We all know what I'm talking about, those types who are always judging other people, and yet God is the judge. And we have to ask ourselves, when we meet someone like that, what is their notion of God? Is their God a God of love? Is their God a God of rules and regulations? If we remember back to Jesus saying to be in the world, but not of the world, there are all kinds of temptations to be that kind of a Christian. But the Holy Spirit works in us. It comforts us as the great comforter, the paraclete, the next slide. But it doesn't just make us dance or speak in tongues. It makes us also shut up, apologize, and examine ourselves, right? When we examine ourselves, we realize that to be more God-like, we sometimes have to work hard on those issues that beset us, those issues that take us away from God, where we miss the mark. That's what sin means, missing the mark. And yet when we do miss the mark with God's love, we are nourished and encouraged to come back into the fold, forgiven, restored, relieved, nourished, loved. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. But there's also another part of the church. The next slide. From Oscar Romero, who was a martyr in the 80s, 1985, in El Salvador. The homily is not being political when it points out political, social, and economic sins. It is simply the Word of God becoming incarnate in our reality, which often reflects not God's reign, but sin. The church is encouraged to bring us back when we stray. If you look in the Old Testament, you see all kinds of prophets, the major prophets, Jeremiah, Isaiah, Ezekiel, all the minor prophets, Hosea, Amos, who said, help the poor. Do not just look inwardly in our riches, but help those who are hurting. We just had the death of a great theologian, a profound prophet, Walter Brueggemann, the next slide. And he talks about the prophetic church, and he says the prophetic tasks of the church are to tell the truth in a society that lives in illusion, to grieve in a society that practices denial, and to express hope in a society that lives in despair. I preached on Medicaid 2 weeks ago, and I told you that the purpose of a preacher is to comfort the afflicted and to afflict the comfortable. And sometimes when we see policies that are not right, we have to speak out. Now, in terms of the Spirit in you, we all are called by the Holy Spirit to ministry, 1 Corinthians 12. And the great Frederick Buechner once said, the next slide, ministry is where your joy and the world's greatest needs meet. Where your joy, whether it's choir, outreach, serving at the altar, serving at the food bank yesterday, where your joy and the greatest needs of the world meet. There's always needs in the world, my friend. The poor you will always have with you, Jesus said. Where does your joy meet those needs? That's your ministry. In addition, beyond the ones that many of us do here. So I'd ask you to think about and pray about what that might be in your life, to be inspired. One of the things about the Holy Spirit is that it comes from this concept of ruach, R-U-A-H, ruach, wind, breath, the breath of God, the Spirit moving in you through the breath of God. And as Richard Rohr once said, we invite God to breathe into us through the Holy Spirit, to breathe, take that deep breath, breathe in that Holy Spirit that God sends to a larger life where we can expand ourselves like a rubber band to be inspired. The word inspire literally means to breathe into us. To breathe into us where God is moving, where God is moving in your life. Take in that deep breath today of the Holy Spirit. This is the day the Spirit came. This is the day that we begin that breathing in of God deeper and deeper and deeper. And then throughout the entire summer into the fall, through the season of Pentecost, the green time that we wear green, the time of growth, may that growth be in you. And see what God can continue to do in your lives, not only today, but forevermore. Amen.